Okay, well, it doesn't look like Councillor Leeson's coming, so I propose we start. Item one is the minutes of the meeting 20th November. No. You're not going to be in that sort of mood tonight, are you?
Yes. Yeah.
Other than Angela, has anybody got any items they wish to raise on the minutes? So would the committee like me to sign them as approved? Item two is apologies. I presume that...
No members, although we do have apologies from the Section 151 officer, and Emma Fulliger is here as a deputy.
Thank you. So move on to item three then, officers' reports. Do I take it that that's you then, Emma?
That will be me, yes. Thank you very much, Chair. This is the first in the series of the three Treasury reports, and first of all, I'd like to apologise for the lateness of this coming. This is also looking back from the 1st of April 23 to the 31st of March 24, the annual Treasury report. I've just noted down some key items to note, and then we can go through if any people got any questions afterwards. So page 7, it's important to note that there is no borrowing for the council, so we don't have any external debt. We have a CFR calculation that reflects our leases that we have, so, but we don't have any external debt. Page 8 shows the total of our investment, so at the end of the year we have £60.5 million invested in a variety of institutions. And then page 5.29, page 15, shows our resource balances. So, as you can see, from the end of the year, 31st of March 23 to the 31st of March 24, there's very little difference in our overall level of resources left at the end of the year. And then the other item I thought of note was that in terms of our investment returns, we got an average return of 4.92%, and the best total investment income was just £1.4 million. We compared it to the 7-day rate and we were in excess of it. So what we try to do with all of our investments is obviously we're governed by strict rules on how much we can put in each institution and how long for. But what we try and do is, so the security of investment is first and then rate second, but we do try and make sure that we've got the best rate we can and invest it in the best period. So because the rates were changing, we were probably investing for shorter periods last year so that we could maximise the rates as opposed to locking them in at lower rates. So it's just about
making it. Chair, I was going to ask, do you move money around quite a bit, or is it really too many long term?
So what we do is we have the cash flow for the year and then we look to see, so we have big events in the month, so when we have to pay the precepts over, because we obviously collect the cash on behalf of everybody, then we have to make the payments for them. So you'd set some of your money for your big payments that you have to make, and then you've obviously got your creditors, and then you'll have unexpected things. So it's a result of lots of different things. So just because you've got cash, it's a result of all the different grants and everything else that you've got. So it's about looking at it. We look at it every day, and we look at what the amount is that we've got left, and then obviously we have a balance where we say, if it's going to cost us more to pay it out, it's not worth doing that investment. So each day we're looking at it and evaluating what we need to do.
Okay, thanks for that, Emma. Thank you. I would like to know why there is a 13.5 difference between the 31st of March 23 and 31st of Page 7. Where has the money gone? Maybe it's stupid, but.
So is this the total investments?
Yes.
So this just reflects the overall council position. So it's a snapshot at a point in time. So you might have it instead of the other table shows that we're about the same in terms of the reserves. So that could be just that we've got more in working balances and cash in the bank than we have in investments
okay.
at that point.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the overall reserves, we're still in the same overall reserves region.
Okay, but you said it's net investments, so.
Yeah, but the investments we record there are,
okay.
are our cash equivalent investments
okay.
and
okay.
our investments short term.
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay, shall we go through the reports page by page? I'll go fairly quickly as there's 82 pages of them. Page 3, 4, 5, 4.
So we have a requirement to train you as audit people to understand the reports we're bringing to you.
Okay.
So what we want to do is we want to bring it at the most appropriate time. So when we looked at it, we were going to try and do it before this meeting, but because we were trying to put this meeting in at short
okay.
notice, we didn't want to do it. It's going to take a couple of hours. So I'm thinking that probably November time, prior to having this report for next year, would actually be more beneficial. So at least they'll go through some of the Treasury strategy stuff a bit in more detail and explain all the stuff so that then
yeah.
when you get the reports, you're more confident
so it's
in which
our
to.
Training.
It's your training, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not training of council officers then.
No.
5 then. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, just a couple of things back on the bottom of page 15. Nobody believed me when I told them that was an investment income of nearly £4 million. About 18 months ago, but there it is, 3950.
Yeah.
And hopefully Labour Party won't be saying they've got a black hole to face like the Labour government are doing.
As a food.
Yeah. It's an unfunded investment plan, yeah.
16, 17, 18 and 19. That was the end of Appendix 1. Appendix 2, page 20. Appendix 3B. Oh, so agenda item 3B. That's the next report. So we go back to the first report then, when we're asked, required to receive the reports and approve information on the Treasury management activity during the year. Have I got anybody who's prepared to propose that?
I'll propose that to you.
Thank you, Angela.
Second.
Thank you. All in favour? Unanimous then. Okay. So item 3B, resource report of the Section 1 Fire, one officer or his deputy.
Thank you, Chair, again. This is the Treasury Management Mid-Year Report, which is from the 1st of April to the 30th of September. This reflects that the interest rates stayed higher for longer than we originally expected when we set the Treasury Management Strategy at the start of, well, 12 months ago. In terms of the, all the indicators have been complied with, and the investment list, the investment list at the end of September is detailed in Appendix 1 on page 334, which shows a snapshot at the end of September that we had about £81 million invested at the end of September.
I had the question, but now that's it.
Did that promote a revision in the estimate of the what the investment income was likely to be for the year end?
So one of the things we've done as part of the budget process is we've reviewed the investment income that was included in it, and
yeah,
we've booked the budget to $3.5 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go through this report then, page by page. Page 21. 22,
23, 24. I've got why do the indicator dropped?
Okay, so when we set the Treasury Management Strategy at this time last year, we put in that authorised limit and operational boundary that we have the potential for investment in other areas, so in more borrowing. I think we were talking about whether we were going to do the city centre at that point or other things. Therefore, these are your total limits. So we have to set a limit that we can't exceed. So we put things in there that are a potential, or potential we've got IFRS leases that we need to do. So they're put in the indicators, and then at the moment we've revised them down because we don't think that the borrowing was going to take place at that point.
Where the money's invested? Slightly lower rates. Although you seem to be doing quite well on money market funds at 5%. Page 35, Appendix 2. Appendix 3, page 39, and that's the last item in that report. Which takes me back to note. Our recommendation is to note the Treasury activity and prudential indicators for this last financial year, mid-year. So the year has finished. March yet, are we? My apologies. Yeah, it's still this financial year. Could I have someone to recommend that we note the report?
I'll recommend that.
Yeah. Anybody second it? Thank you. Could I have a vote? Are we all in favour?
Yes.
That's unanimous as well then. Thank you very much. Takes us on to the final report of the evening, 3C, and item 3C. This then is asking us to approve the prudential and treasury indicators, the MRP policy statement, the treasury management policy, and the annual investment strategy for 2025 and 26, which is the next financial year, which starts to bring us back onto timetable.
I think it's about looking at the opportunities that are appropriate to the authority for potential investments and making sound business choices as we continue to do.
And could I also add that I'm sure everyone on this council will want to do the very best they can for the residents of the borough.
Yeah.
Indeed, it is the council's money and hence is there for the purpose of looking after the residents, and we shouldn't lose sight of that. Thank you, Ralph.
Last two bits, Chair. The page 56, paragraph 5.50. That again gives you that operational boundary that we've talked about, so you can see it goes back up from 24, 25 to 25, 26 when we put those things back in. I think we might do. And then the only other thing is to say that the MRP policy is broadly unchanged from the one that we set last year. I think we've just taken out a reference to a specific annuity percentage.
Okay, so if we could have a look at these page by page then, please, Emma.